Hello, you're through to Francesca INSO. How can I help?
Oh, Francesca, good morning. I'm sorry to bother you. It's Mr. Ruff here. I got an email from you yesterday saying that you have acknowledged my application and what have you.
I'm
just wondering, have you any idea how long it'll take now?
Sorry, just before we begin, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode just for data protection?
Sorry?
Would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me just for data protection,
15752.
Yep. And your postcode?
DL55H for Harry, F for Fox.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so in regards to that now, so it's been moved over to our evidence team, and because you are a high priority client, so my colleague is getting started on your case right away. So we're doing everything as quick as possible. So it just depends then. So when we send off the requests to get all of your records, the councils and all of the local authorities, institutions, so they have a month to get back to us. And as soon as we hear back from any of them, we'll be back in touch with you. And then we'll be in contact then to do the witness statement with yourself once we've got all your records. So we'll try and keep you in the loop as much as possible. But at any point, if you want to give us a call, and we can try and give you a better estimate of how long it's going to take. But in the meantime, I'll speak to my colleague who's now handling the evidence side of your application, and I can check with him to see how long it's going to take roughly. But it'll only be an approximate guess, as it depends on when they get back to us, that's all.
See, I just want to make sure. See, I believe when I phoned up once already, I'd said that I was in Glen Oakle Detention Centre. I believe it was a mistake. I was put down Glen Oakle Prison. Well,
it is Glen Oakle Detention Centre.
Has it been changed to that? Because I just found out there at the weekend that Glen Oakle Detention Centre, it did close down, but it's opened up again as Glen Oakle Prison.
Okay.
At the time I went in, it was Glen Oakle Detention Centre. And there was a wee bit of kind of a slapping about in there with the officers, because it was one of the, it was like a boot camp, shorts, thing me things. You get what I mean?
How long were you in there for again?
I done 9 weeks in there, but I was 3 weeks in Long again before that, doing reports.
Remember now, Okay, yes, no problem. So I'll add that to the file for you, okay?
Is there any chance of me getting a copy of these things?
Yeah, so I can put in a request for you, and then I'll send you an email down with all the information and the process then of how we can do that for you. Is that okay?
I've been sitting thinking, I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, I was in Long again 3 weeks, and then I get 3 months detention in Glen Oakle Detention Centre. And then I was in a couple of times after that for reports and get fines or what have you. And then I was in it again for it was 2 or 3 weeks. And then I got 3 months Young Offenders Institution.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's just a sitting thing about these things,
Young Offenders would that have been, the local council?
Sorry?
What local council would have that Young Offenders been under?
Well, it was Berlini Young Offenders Institute.
How do I spell that, sorry?
Berlini Prison.
Berlini Prison. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll add that to the file for you, and I'll let my colleague know, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. And you. Thank you very much.
Bye.